I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, go man. Ahead. Well, you want the good news or bad news?
Bad news first.
Now, I said Don Rinkles.
Yeah, that's funny.
And you know I don't do this a lot, but I'm mad at Ken and Risotto for not saying this to you. You did a wonderful read right before we signed off last segment. But you said Casino Royale, and I thought it was Casino Royale. Ken?
I said Battle Royale. Battle Royale, not Casino Royale.
Risotto, help me, because you got my ear and tongue.
Well, I think it's Battle Royale.
It's not.
So what is a Battle Royale?
A Battle Royale is it's a wrestling event where they have 20 participants in the ring, and the last guy standing wins. It's a battle royal. I mean, now, in fairness, I'm being dead serious. Now, in fairness, you know, after you say it a while, you start saying battle royale. But when I was watching wrestling and Vince McMahon was announcing with Freddie Blassie and Captain Lou Albano, it was called a battle royal.
Oh,
I learned something today.
Battle royal.
Okay. So that's how it was meant to be, royal on that read, because you did a great read.
Wait, no, I don't have royal on this read, do I? Oh.
Well, we thought it was royale.
You ad-libbed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And then the good news is we met the boss's son, Boston.
Yeah, I met him already. Good kid.
I have too, but boy.
Good kid.
When you're taller than your parents, you're on your way.
Yep. He's got another son too, right? Hudson.
That's right. Yeah, Huddy. Yep. We call him Huddy.
Do we know why he named him Boston?
I hope you're playing, right?
I'm not. And don't say, well, it's probably after the city. Like, no kidding. But, like, do you know why? I don't.
Yeah. They were in here. We could bring him on. No, he could tell us.
I'll ask Matt Nahegan at the break. I would talk about Jawan Jennings.
Good Lord. When will it end? And we did mention the black uniforms. We both, like, I'm not mad at them. Black helmet, though, Steiny. Oh. Remember the black ones they had before? Yeah. They still wore the traditional helmet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to, let's go to Marv in Livermore. Hey, Marv.
Marv.
How you doing, Marv?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show, as always.
Thank you.
But... Steiny, I got to get at you today and the rest of the haters regarding Jawan Jennings and Kuminga when the callers and you are saying, oh, he didn't impact winning.
Mm.
But a question for you. Normally on a team, the rest of the guys would say, hey, when our best player is out, we all have to step up our game. But somehow, Pods, Green, Butler, and whoever the other fourth starter was, they didn't have to step up their game or impact winning, but Kuminga did. But Kuminga balled out. They didn't, but he wasn't impactful in winning. Same thing with Juwan Jennings. He's not the best player on the Niners. Nick Bosa, what did he do? What did Purdy do? Kittle balled out, but he didn't do enough to win. So how are these two guys, like, that's when you know people are hating, when they pick out two guys who are not the stars on the team and say they didn't impact winning, but you don't talk about the other guys, particularly Jimmy Butler, $61 million man who proclaimed as Robin, didn't step up his game to impact winning because he said he wants to play the right way. Kuminga balls out, but it's not the right way. Please explain that to me.
Ooh, boy, you preaching!
Well, I would never, knowing Matt Steinmetz, I would never say Kuminga has no impact on winning. Like, or Jennings, for that matter. One guy's a third receiver, the other guy's comes off the bench. And I as for a double standard there, I agree.
Beautiful. I love that you used that.
Well, the bottom line is, yeah, he's coming down your road too a little bit with that. Because you don't like to get on the stars. You don't like to come down Curry's road.
No, but what about Bosa? I'm on his neck now, and I'm not by myself, Stoney.
You're not on his
neck. You are the help. You are the help. You know that. I love how he said that, but the double standard just applies to, like, Kittle had a great season. We all saw that. But we never say, oh, they were 6-11. But then when you want to selectively cook the books, not you, just anybody, you say, oh, okay, Kuminga's, you know, well, balling didn't lead to wins, Kittle's but he was the only reason you were in those games.
Well, Kittle's been a star
on a Super Bowl
contender.
But you know what? I like that call. There was a lot to that.
I'm not saying they don't impact winning, but I'm saying they don't impact winning like higher profile players.
So Niner Game 4 other, saying that's cap guru. I wonder what he could be talking
about. The other thing is, yeah, we're talking about it and we're making our case for what we think, but the reality is the Warriors and the 49ers are also speaking with their actions. And
yeah,
they're
right now,
the ones right now who seem to be saying, we don't think Kuminga's worth this much, and the Niners are saying, we don't think Jennings is worth that much.
Okay, but allow me to do this, Donnie, and we got some Niner news I'll read to you. Ken sent to us. I know Bosa is more talented than Juwan Jennings, but if I'm correct and my calendar is right, he was not signed when he got his deal up into this point going into week one in Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, we still got days and hours and time for Juwan Jennings to quote-unquote get his bread or the Niners meet his demand, right? So I'm in the Ferrari with you, top down, thinking they've sent their message and called their shot, the team that is. And to be honest, Donnie, we have time, or they have time, to kind of meet in the middle and get this thing rectified, even if you are right, because you mentioned this earlier, that Lynch was alluding to that they might not even be talking. But that all can change by one phone call.
Yes, but the way the Niners are talking, it doesn't look like they have an interest in redoing his deal.
Yeah. And that's the one thing going against him, man, is they just did it.
Yeah, let's go to Paul's in San Jose. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey. Good.
Hey, so I'm almost always pro-labor when it comes to football or any other industry. You know, when Bosa sat out 3 years ago or 2 years ago, it's bam. When Debo sat out 3 years ago, I said bam. CMC and Trent, when they missed OTAs last year, I said bam. Michael Parsons, I'm a Niners fan. I say pay that guy because they are what makes the game move. But you also got to know your worth. Juwan Jennings, man, I'm sorry. I love the guy. He's never had a 1,000-yard season. He's hurt right now. Why would the Niners go ahead and pay him when they can draft a receiver in the first round next year and he's going to be cost-controlled for the next 3 years? It just doesn't make sense. Who's giving him the advice to do what he's doing now? You got to know your worth.
Yeah,
well said.
I used to tell my kids that, Stoney. Got to know your worth. That doesn't mean you can walk into a company and tell them, hey, mate, see you later, Marcy, and tell them, hey, give me this, but You think he's getting bad advice from his agent?
Yeah.
Kuminga getting bad advice from his agent?
Yeah. Yeah. Kuminga should have signed a contract last year.
If that money was out there like they say it was, man.
I don't care if it was for $20 million. He should have signed it.
And that's why Draymond wrote that. That's why Draymond wrote that letter, and he was talking to Kuminga and others.
You cannot tell me that he should have, if the Warriors were offering him 3 for $60, he should have taken it.
But what if he really, his goal was to get up out of here?
Then he's doing it the right way.
Let me read this to you, Stoney.
Going about it the right way to get out of here.
Yeah. We had it. 49ers today re-signed wide receiver Russell Gage Jr. to a one-year deal and released safety Richie Grant. Additionally, Stoney, the 49ers have signed quarterback Adrian Martinez. Never heard this word. Name, running back Sincere McCormick and wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling to their practice squad. Sincere. Never heard that as a first name.
No, me neither.
No.
The Guru, Frank B says, Guru, that's one way. Okay, let's go to Carlos. Carlos is in Oakland. What's up, Los? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Cool.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, I'm an Oakland fan, so I'm like, I like the Raiders, but I'm kind of interested in this topic.
All right.
Because I feel like this is the one time that the Niners could actually say no. Because, I mean, you can't really compare Jennings to, like, Bosa, Ayuk, or even Debo. I feel like the Niners could actually say no, right? All right, that's all I have. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, Carlos. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to
he wasn't.
Call back in. He got out. He made his point. Who's the caller before him? Not Carlos. It was Paul.
Yeah.
Paul? You sure?
The one that I said, yeah, he preaching.
Well, the one who said he's usually pro-labor.
Oh, yeah.
I am too, especially in football. Without guaranteed contracts, I think guys should hold out, do whatever they can. Anything, I do not blame Jennings for trying. You got to do what you got to do.
But what hurts is he just got a new deal.
Right.
And so, I'm rooting for him, but that hurts.
Go get another deal. But go ahead and get another. Try to get another. You can't. Okay, you can try.
All right.
But it doesn't mean it's going to happen. So I get what he's doing. He made his play.
Yeah.
And he still may have some cards to play, but I don't know what they really are.
But also...
But he's got to... He's got to play.
But what about the timing if he is truly hurt? How the hell are you going to ask for new bread and you got a calf issue?
Yeah, that's another
part. Like, seriously, part if that thing is legit, dude, that's all I would say. His name could be Tony. It doesn't matter. If you are truly hurt and they have no idea when you can get out there, how the hell are you asking for new bread and think that the injury is not messing you up in all this?
I don't think he's really hurt.
Mm.
That's just me. Mm. But this is the other thing. Like, I don't, like, this is kind of the only thing a player can do is.
But now you're play messing the up the team. Yeah. Well, now you're messing your team up, though.
How so?
If you're lollygagging, you ain't caught passes, you're not truly hurt, and then now you might not be available
Trent
week
Williams
one.
Did? Like, Trent Williams just doesn't show up.
Well, he was there week one.
Not last year.
Well.
So. You know what I mean? I mean, Jennings is at least sitting there.
Well, sitting there, but we don't know if he's gimpy or he can play. Find out, right?
I think we might know. Ooh. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I'm telling you, if I were a player in the NFL, I could see doing exactly what Jennings did. I hold nothing against Jennings.
Both of us feel that way.
But if you play this game, it doesn't always work out.
Would you have given up by now, or are you taking this thing all the way to the end? That's the question, Stoney.
I can't say. I don't know his situation. I don't know how much money he's got. I don't, you know what I mean?
I hate that we don't even know what he's asking for.
Yeah.
Bay Area's best kept secret. Normally stuff gets out when you have a clue.
Let's go to Vince. Vince is in Martinez. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I'm a Packers fan, but I live here in the Bay Area, so I listen to you guys, like, every day. So I'm tapped into the Niners, too. But, I mean, Juwan Jennings, he's going to take it as far as he can. And this is, like the last caller said, this is kind of the Niners, like, one chance to put their foot down, because I kind of agree with you, Steiny. Like, he's a number three receiver, and if you're paying your quarterback that much money, you can't let a number three receiver dictate what you're going to spend in your salary cap. And so I think they're going to be pretty stubborn with this one, and it sucks for them because Juwan is a good he's good for their system, but yes. Like he might not have that value in the NFL. But last thing, I had to weigh in. I was listening to you guys yesterday on the Lorenzo Neal race, and I was cracking up.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
This was Steiny's. He did his best at not ripping into Guru, and he was trying to be as neutral as possible. And so I work as a sports performance coach, and I teach athletes. Like I do speed training for kids, like youth through collegiate. Yeah, play the drop. So, Steiny, I met you once because your daughter, she trained at a Copa Soccer Training Center.
Oh, yeah, I remember meeting you. Wow. Yeah, Vince, I remember that. Over in Walnut Creek, right?
Yeah, so for all the listeners who think Steiny's, you know, a hard guy, I saw her last name when we were doing stuff, and I was like, huh, Steinmetz. Jokingly, I was like, you're not related to Matt Steinmetz, are you? And she kind of rolls her eyes, and she's like, yeah, that's my dad. And so I'm like, no, you're kidding. She goes, no, seriously. And then she kind of goes, she's like, you know, he'll meet you if you want. And I was like, no, I don't want to bug him or anything. She goes, no, he loves that. He loves that kind of stuff.
No, they're right. Wow. No, they're right.
No, he knows it.
No, they're right.
But Guther, I mean, I respect how much belief you have in yourself, but he is a professional NFL athlete, and he's lighter than when he played. And he's the same age as you.
Yeah, but I got to say this to that. I saw the video where he raced KPIX's Matt Lively. There were some things off him getting off the line to where I could take advantage. It's just, I can still run at my age. That's all I'll say. I have a chance, man.
All right, getting off the line, but it's 100 meters, so you got to worry about the last 50 meters, Guru. So you better train before you do it, because we don't want to hear about, you can't call out on Thursday because of pulled hamstring.
Yeah, I've never had a blown. Oh, that's a wow.
Thanks, Vince.
Yeah.
You can end on that high note.
I've never had pulled a hammy. Stoney never had any of the
this
soft
would be the time.
I wouldn't be a Niner.
This would be the time.
You think?
Yeah, I could see you.
But what about me still playing hoop?
It doesn't matter.
I'm
it's
going
irrelevant.
Up, down. I'm stopping. I stretch
right.
before
That's
I work out.
That's the problem.
Out.
This is a 100-yard dash.
So you think it's too far?
Yes.
Yeah. That's and what Dibs was kind of saying. Like, well, I run out of gas.
And you know what I can sense?
I was shocked.
And I can only sense this because I know this man better than most, and that's you. I can sense you're starting to think you got over your skis a little too much.
Oh, no, not at all. 100 is not.
It's nothing you're saying. Okay. It's I just know. I mean, you know what it is? Like, you looked into Wiggins' eyes. Yeah. I'm looking into yours right now. You don't believe. I can tell you don't believe.
I'm thinking about Beals and the caddy in the shop. But listen, Steiny, during COVID, and we'll get Kenny, we'll get back to Wiggins. I went with my son to the local high school. They had turf. I ran the 100, Steiny. We would run up back. Now, if you're telling me
200.
It's a race. Yeah, but if you're telling me it's a race and I just got to let loose, I got the goose. I'm telling you, I'll be okay.
I'm just hoping if it happens that we can bet.
It's not a oh, my God. I'm taking all of them.
Well, first of all, you're going to be like 10 to 1 against.
Dibs will set to
I mean, he will. Yeah, Dibs will set. And then we'll set over under times.
No, people say, Goo, your knee is shot. I'm back. Knee is fine.
Of course it is. I knew you were milking that at the time.
Dude.
I knew it. And milking, sure enough,
no,
now he's fine.
No, I'm like a Rory. Something was off. The piston. I had to go get it checked out. I can't wait.
What are you going to wear?
I already got it. Just gym shorts and some I'm going to wear cleats when we run.
Wear like one of those track suits.
Nah, that'll slow me down at this
age.
No,
it won't. It's aerodynamic.
I need the wind to be on my skin and tingle. This is happening.
Yeah, I got
Jim Olay saying I'm over my ski.
Do you guys know what the average 100-meter dash time is for an adult?
For an adult. Let me think of that. So that's the length of a football field. Not the end zones. That's 120.
22 seconds, Risotto.
Goo, how long's a football field?
100 yards.
No, you're wrong. See?
What do you mean?
It's 120. No. You didn't count the end zones.
No, but we're not.
I'm just telling you. You got schnookered.
Risotto, how far?
Well, I was looking at meters.
I would say, all right, 100 yards, 100 meters. I would say the average would be...
I said 22 seconds.
I was going to say like 18. I think it's going to be more the more I think about it.
22. I said 22. I should know.
For untrained individuals,
that's goo.
A time around 18.3 seconds can be considered average for 120
yards. All
right,
dash. So drop it to 22 for goo.
What about Lowe? He doesn't play this Sunday, people. He doesn't have a game coming up. The benefit of the doubt this guy's getting is that's like Paul Pierce right now. Hey, Paul, you want to come shoot some hoop? Yeah, he's Paul Pierce, but Stiney, he ain't Paul Pierce. You know what I mean?
When you say Stiney, but I'm still hooping, okay, then I would say, and it's Stiney, I hooped.
Meaning
I can
the body's moving.
I can throw a ball.
Oh, you've seen that.
Ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen that.
Lorenzo Neal was an All-American wrestler. Now, you're probably saying, well, what does that have to do with a race?
It was coming right out of my mouth.
What does any of your crap have to do with a race?
Because
what does throwing a bowling ball have to do with a race?
Okay, real quick, and we'll give it. My engine's still getting cranked up. You guys are acting like I've been in a morgue or in a coffin. I know how to move. I run to my BART train. I run to Amtrak.
You don't even take BART.
Well, I've been this week.
Okay, so
and
great.
I've been late.
You've run for 2 days in a row.
Stiney, stop. I'm going to quit talking, Kenny. I'm going to just let it happen.
Well, you won't.
Hey, Goo, it's a little different animal, man. Just because. So I'll give myself a drop here, but I used to wrestle in high school, and the conditioning is relentless.
It is unbelievable.
We're running 100 yards, guys, and it's over. Nobody's wrestling or grabbing at you. It's you against the wind.
Well, then
why does the bowling ball matter?
Hey, Kenny, what's it about?
The burst.
And that's what you're underestimating from the goo. That's what I got.
You are not, and you have never been quick twitch ever.
Oh, this hurts.
You are not a quick twitch athlete.
I played receiver in high
school. I know
school.
You did, but
people
I know
said I look like a power forward. You're
that's right. That's right. But you're not quick. You're not quick twitch. You have to acknowledge that.
What was low on that video? He was not McCaffrey. Oh, my God. I got to stop because now I'm sounding like Uncle Rico. I just, if it happens, it happens. You know what? This Saturday, I'm going to film me running a 100-yard dash and Little Daryl timing me.
Why don't you do that?
I swear, I'll post it.
Okay. And we'll
you
just
think
get
I'm slow and it bothers me.
Well, I think you're slower than
my arms.
See, this is
my
what you,
legs are long.
This
the
is what
strides.
You do. This is what you do. You
I'm
say,
Stiney,
you think I'm slow. I never said you were slow. See, this is the preciseness I'm talking about. I never said you were slow. I just don't think you're as fast as Lorenzo Neal. I'll bet you're faster than me. I try to keep it real.
Okay.
Yeah, kids say keep it a buck.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Can I just say this to you and Kenny and Risotto?
You can say it to the whole
just a couple years ago, I'm removed from playing flag football. I was receiver and quarterback on the run. But hey, I can't sell you. I just got to show you.
You are.
I just got to show you. That's it. And I stopped. It's not like I'm getting uncomfortable.
My dad used to. Have you guys ever heard this phrase? My dad used to use this all the time when people started talking like goo. Don't be a high school Harry.
Yeah, no, Uncle Rico. It's
have
bothering
you ever heard
me.
That, guys, that's an old one. Okay.
Kenny tried to give me his wrestling story.
Well, you don't know
I'm
anything
not
about
wrestling.
Right, but you don't know anything about wrestling.
I'm Chad Johnson on the outside, Stiney. I can run 100 meters. I won't fall off or get tired.
You know what? Let's set
that's
it up because I'm sick of hearing
okay,
you talk.
No, let's do it. And I'm going to send you the practice video Saturday. I might not even do that.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I don't think you will even do that, but I would love to come in here Tuesday or over the weekend to see your 100 time. Don't get Daryl. Don't get.
I think I beat that 18.
Little Daryl may cheat, too. That's the other thing we got to look out for.
Oh, if he hears you say that, he'd be disappointed.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And coming up on the other side, we can continue.
We got some other stuff, too.
Yeah, I want to run something by you. Right. There's a bunch of stuff I want to get into on the other side.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, when we talk football on 95.7 The Game, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. All you got to do is visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL and you can get started today.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, good. Thought you were going to jump in with something.
Oh, no, I was saving that for later.
Okay.
Yeah. McSignals from us.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we talk a lot about the 49ers the first couple hours. Something caught my eye yesterday, a little different. Did you watch any of the U.S. Open?
Briefly, but not enough to know where you're going.
Okay. All right. There was a match
yesterday.
I know
Evan was there. I was looking for him.
In fact, I just texted him to see if he was at this match. So I hope I'm saying these names right. There was a women's match between Jelena Ostapenko and Taylor Townsend, who's an American player. And in tennis, when you approach the net, okay,
right?
Let's say you're having a
base. I played the game.
Yeah. Okay. So you come to the net, and now the other person's got to try to pass you. That's what they call it. Hit to one side or the other.
No, it's beautiful.
Okay. So when you try to do that every once in a while, what happens is the ball will hit the net, pop up, go over the player's racket on the other side, and then they lose the point.
Yeah.
And so in tennis, over the years, and it's become kind of a custom that when you try to pass somebody who's at the net and it hits the net and therefore pops over their racket and you win the point, you either gesture or you acknowledge to the other player, like, sorry, that, you know, that was lucky.
I never knew.
Oh, that's been going on forever.
Okay, and I just got to say this. I hate that you got to do that.
Okay?
Please.
So, right. Okay, you hate that. Okay, so you hate a tradition that was started a long, long time ago. And it's just an acknowledgement that I caught a little break there. That's all.
Like the ball hitting the first base bag and then bounces somewhere and the guy gets a hit when you were about to be out.
Right. And then
they don't do a salute.
No, but after they get up to first base and they probably say, that was lucky.
All right.
So my point is, not my point. So Townsend passed her at the net. It's called a net cord. It's when it hit the net, hits the net,
all right,
and then goes over. Anyway, she did that, and apparently she never acknowledged, like, they usually hold up their racket. You know what I mean? Yeah, you hit it, it hits a net, and the player loses the point, and the person looks up, and the other person is like, hold up their racket, or they'll be like, yeah, my bad, yeah. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, she didn't do that, Taylor Townsend, and Ostapenko.
The other, okay.
Got
the point scored on her.
And after the match, when they shook hands, Ostapenko was like, you have no class.
I love it.
You have no education. And you don't have, you know, you have no this, that, and the other thing. So here's the press conference after with Taylor Townsend. This, I just find this interesting.
She told me that I have no education, no class, and to see what happens if we play each other outside of the U.S. And I said, you know, I'm excited. Bring it. So I can't speak on how she felt about it. That's something that you're going to have to ask her. I didn't take it in that way. But also, you know, that has been a stigma in our community of, you know, being non-educated and all the things when it's the furthest thing from the truth. And the thing that I'm the most proud of is that I let my racket talk. Because ultimately, I'm the one here sitting in front of you guys, moving on to the next round, getting the next check, moving on, being able to still be here and speak to you guys. And that's what's the most important. She's packed up and she's gone. I'm here. And that's the only thing that matters. So whether it had racial undertones or not, that's something that she could speak on. But the only thing that I'm worried about right now is continuing to move forward through this tournament. I know that I'm a fantastic tennis player, and I know that I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish. And this is another stepping stone. It's another brick that I'm laying on my foundation, or on my road to greatness, you know. And so ultimately, you know, whatever it is that it is, I don't take any offense to it, but I'm really proud of the way that I handle myself. And, you know, more than anything, if my son sees that, I know that he'll be proud of me as well. And that's what matters the most.
What's her name?
Taylor Townsend.
I'm a fan. Like, God, that was my daughter. Spit that. You messed up. You missed a moment, but damn.
Let me, this is what happened after the match.
I like that, Kenny.
I don't know if you'd be able to make out a lot of this. That's a little shaky, but that's all right. So,
I like that.
The question she responded to had to do with whether, say, a not educated was a racial component. She, good for her. She said she did not take it that way, and
she also won too, Steiny.
Right.
So it was sour grapes by the other young lady, I believe.
Although I don't know, okay. But I'm kind of with the 925 here.
What is it?
On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. You know, education, that may be a language barrier thing that the woman used. And what she really meant was, you know, there's some norms in tennis. You got to learn them. You don't even know the norms. Like, you don't, like, you know, they say about golf, you have to learn the etiquette of golf before you should ever go out onto the course, because there's a lot of stuff that you should just know. You don't hit when you're closer to the pin than somebody else.
Unwritten rules, Donnie.
Right, there you go. And so, you know, I'll give the woman the benefit of the doubt that she just meant, you know, you need better etiquette on the court.
And do you think Townsend, if this happens in her next match, if that were to happen and she was the benefit, do you think she would salute or acknowledge, boy, I got lucky?
That's a good question. Here's all I know. I would.
Sounded like she's not far. Maybe she forgot. But I'll tell you this, partner. I'm going to sound ignorant. I'm being as real as all outdoors. Am I good at my craft or do I stink at my craft and I've mastered the unwritten rules in regard to be a gentleman? I want to be good at my craft. I don't want to be rude, but I just love what she said. And again, Steiny, is she wrong? If you want to say she's wrong and she didn't do it, maybe this is a learning lesson. But Kenny, am I wrong to say I like how that young lady composed herself in her verbal game at the podium?
Yeah, I mean, and that sound was bad because it was really hard to hear. But for the listeners, she said to her as she was getting like scolded for not doing proper etiquette, she said, Townsend said, you can learn how to take a loss. And then she said, great play. Thank you. And then just walked away. Well, and that was it. But yeah, I think, you know,
I like Townsend.
Miscommunication.
Yeah. Remember something like that happened to you on the golf course and the guys in front of you didn't kind of.
Do you want to know what Okay.
You know what I mean? And you thought, I can handle this a few ways.
Now you're going to
be real.
I wanted to make a grand. I don't want to necessarily make a grand statement, but I'll give you some golf stuff.
Yeah.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And here's my point. Tennis had a norm, or tennis has an unwritten rule, that when you hit that shot and you catch that break, you make eye contact with the other player and you acknowledge that, I got a little lucky there. All right, to me, why do we do that? Like, why? Well, it had to originate from sportsmanship. All right.
Totally get that.
In competition, you compete as hard as you can, but there's a sportsmanship aspect of it, at least in that little bit where you just say, yeah, you know, hey, I got a break there. Okay, let's go. I'll keep playing the game, but appreciate you saying that. Like, okay, now we're not doing that anymore. Let's just say you don't do that anymore. Is it a big deal? Probably not. but it's one more little pebble off. It's like one more little pebble off the
achievement,
sportsmanship, and competing, you know, with, okay, so here's the way I look at it for golf, all right? I'm on the golf course, and a guy from another hole hits onto our fairway.
That's happened. I remember.
Right? It happens. Well, the rule is that guy's got to wait until the people who are actually playing the right hole are past him. In other words, guy in another hole hits a ball into the fairway. I'm teeing off.
I get it.
I now see his ball out there. He starts to see. He's got to wait.
I understand that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, people aren't waiting anymore. Like, I've been playing more and more golf where a guy just walks out into the middle of the fairway when we have four guys ready to tee off because he hit an errant shot and it's supposed to be the other way around. What should I do? Cause a scene? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to be like, you know, these guys don't know they don't know the etiquette. Okay. Well, that's just one more little, how do I want to put it? One more little chip off the,
I got you.
The norms are going away. Like, just those things don't matter anymore. And I don't know how good it is.
And real quick, I appreciate the story. We do, Stoddy, but that's recreational. This is the Open. I mean, what if she, in the 510 on the text line says it best, what if Townsend comes from the Kobe Bryant mentality? But she didn't say that. She basically, without saying it, probably said, I didn't know. I hadn't heard of it. And then the racial part of it, I get. That's just our society now. But the bottom line is, you practice blood, sweat, and tears to kick your opponent's butt. And now I'm reading, Sonny, you help me out. The young lady that was mad that she didn't give her the gesture has a history of getting into it with other players.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big...
Right. Just let's all acknowledge that it's just... It doesn't matter that much. But it's just one more... Yeah. One more, I got to put it right. I'm using my words terribly
here.
You
ever see the boxers at the ring and they
sportsmanship
don't?
Sportsmanship continues to die.
No, I got it. Look at our society.
Continues to die.
How many boxers, when you see a boxer, hey, let's go, and then one guy won't put him up, Steiny, or gal. It's like, okay, you're in that zone. I get it. But wow, to say, what does she say? You're uneducated?
Yeah.
Did it warrant those words, though, Steiny? I think that's the question.
What?
Her saying you have no class.
But if race wasn't a part of it, would they even say
it? No, she was probably just caught up in the heat of the moment after losing.
Right, like, so even though her etiquette was off, Townsend, like, I think the words that she got back weren't...
Ostapenko was not in the right. But definitely if, not. She should have just said, she should have found a different venue. You know,
because of Townsend's skin color, right, Steiny?
No. Just because...
I believe... That wouldn't have hit had she said it to somebody.
No, I'm talking about the act of acknowledging a lucky point.
Okay. All right, right.
And if Ostapenko felt like Townsend wasn't acknowledging that, and she wanted to say, you know, that's what we've been doing in tennis forever, okay, do it back in the corridor and say, you know, great match, Taylor. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, just... It might not be anything, but you know, it just kind of bothered me. And then Taylor Townsend can say, "Hit the pike," or "Oh, I got you," whatever.
Yeah,
but I'm just talking about.
I'm a hypocrite.
I can say it. Ostapenko was wrong.
Yeah,
right? She overreacted and she blew it.
But Townsend might tell you, has she handled it different, and it was brought to her attention. I'm just saying, woulda, coulda, shoulda, Steiny. She might say, "I blew it. I didn't know," but.
I find it hard to believe she wouldn't know. Mm,
okay.
But
then what if she was in that black mama mentality?
Okay, that's great. That's okay. But
if that were your daughter, what would you say? Would you say Mary Page?
Which one is she?
Townsend, the one that forgot to do it.
I'd probably say, just hold your racket up. They've been doing it for 100 years, honey. Hold your racket up.
And you're in a good mood because you're winning the damn match.
Yeah, I don't know when the point occurred.
Okay, that was my next part. But I'm going to say this about just sportsmanship. And you're going to be shocked. Steiny, I hate baseball when the hitter's talking to the first baseman, even if they went to college together. But I know we're in a different era, right?
Right.
I can't stand
now.
Them. Yay. Oh, Kenny, I can't stand it. One team's up 8-2, 10 games out.
Jersey swaps.
I'm not of that cloth.
I don't really have a problem.
The yucking it up on first?
No. That's
I do like when the pitcher beams a guy and the pitcher goes over and says, that got away from me. I like that stuff.
We can't pretend like a guy at first base who meets the first baseman, like, hey, they just started talking. Wow. They remember back in the 60s when a guy walked and went to first base, they never said a word. That's not the way it was. That's like that's another baseball thing where it's like you're on first base and the first baseman comes to hold you on. Hey, what's up, Jimmy? Hey, Bill. Haven't seen you in a while. What's up? Don't get picked up.
I like that. But I damn sure can't get it from the NBA because there are besties now. It's just out of control in the NBA. And I get it, AAU, whatever, but I do like that old school Magic and Bird, Mikhail and Rambis. Make me think, Parrish and Kareem. They didn't like each other when they had the jerseys on. And some still don't. Michael Cooper?
Yeah, but I feel like you can still have it both. You can be the ultimate competitor and also be a good sportsman.
John McEnroe.
What did he do?
No, he went at the rest all the time. That was in! but I love that about him. Yeah.
Let's go to KC in Marin. Hey, KC, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon.
Yep.
Tennis is up, so I want to lend my 2 cents.
Okay.
Regarding Gu and this controversy. I was probably top 5,000 in the world when I played internationally. take me now and put me against a top 100 player and have us play at our age, and they're going to beat me. Goo, I love you, man, but it's the difference between a professional and an amateur.
He's talking about low Neil.
You played City. You played. Yeah.
But this is running. This is running, though. This is truly
collegiate.
Running.
Collegiate and professional athlete running against a City Rec League football player. Who's going to win, Goo?
I know where you're going, but if he was a track star, I would understand it. He's not.
I guarantee you threw the shot put.
Oh my God. I get your caller. I do, man.
I guarantee you Lorenzo Neal
the
did the shot
put. The
benefit
of the doubt that he's getting like he is McCaffrey, it's incredible now.
And the disrespect you're showing him is what I'm focusing on.
No, the disrespect is me running 100 yards. You know, there are some fast people, guys, that have not played NFL football.
Yeah. All right. There are.
Yeah. I appreciate the call.
And there's some fast people who have played football, and Lorenzo Neal's one of them. He acted as though he was like slow and plodding.
No, I'm not looking at Willard, but wow, man.
You know what race I'd rather see?
What?
Lorenzo Neal's going to beat you. I'd like to see you against Willard. You think he could beat Willard?
No.
You can't
beat Willard.
Willard.
No.
That's weird.
Well, probably would Destiny. But the low one,
I can
win.
Let me ask I'll ask Willard if Willard thinks he can beat Lorenzo. Because if Willard says he doesn't think he can, then that means you can't. Because you can't beat Willard.
Listen,
you said.
All right. There's groupies, there's nerds, and there's wannabes in this world, Ken. And I've been around a lot of athletic, brilliant, smart people. Some have acted like they've been there before, but the notion I'm getting from a lot of people on the chat, the text line, the callers are, you're putting Low Neal on this pedestal and you're not subtracting life has gone on and we've all gotten older. I'm still in shape, Steiny. I still can run. I'm telling you, I'm faster than you think. And me watching Low on that video, I can take him. But you think I'm going to die out at 60 yards? And that's incredulous. Like, seriously, Kenny got his head down like Gooey's embarrassed for me.
I'm kind of getting there, too.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stop.
Please.
Yeah. Well, the caller brought it up.
He did. We got somebody called Cadillac in the town.
That, but boy.
What's up, Cadillac in the town?
Maybe D-Lack.
Maybe your car's ready.
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
To us.
Oh man, I'm chilling. I was calling in reference to the tennis debate you guys were having. Mm-hmm. I was saying that maybe I don't know where the lady's from, but her translation of the word etiquette, or you know that word she was trying
education.
To say, it's translated. And, you know, from America to that language as education, because words and translations in different states, they mean the same, but they're different. So we take things as what you're trying to say, but she would say, like, you need to, there's etiquette, like you were saying, on the golf course, there's certain things you got to do. But, like, and then that pebble you was talking about, man, that's leaving from life, period. As we progress, all the etiquette, all the little things, like, not to, you know, but, like, in crime. Then old folks, kids, like they were off limits. Like anybody can get in nowadays, and that's what we're losing from society. Even if it's translated into sports, like all those little pebbles of respect and etiquette. Some don't make sense, right. But this is how the game is played. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so you know that's like I said, and basically in life.
Hey, Cadillac,
y'all have a good day.
Real quick, so you're giving
Daddy,
you're giving Ostapenko a little break for you know the education word.
I'm sure she was upset
right.
And she was getting at her, but I don't think it was a racial thing. It was just like,
right.
Like you say, the translation of what she was trying to say, whatever chip she was throwing at
yeah.
her is translated to education in the English translation. It could have been some gotcha. Slang out there or however, but over here, this is what we say. Over there, that's what you say. And like I said, she made reference to, oh, it's not going to be like that when you get outside the state.
Right.
So,
right.
That, you know,
Well,
that's
interesting.
How she was getting better.
Gotcha. Yeah. Good stuff, Cadillac. Yep. Appreciate it, man. From the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, sportsmanship died when youth sports became profitable. Thank you. That's another
to your
little
point,
league.
When they start filming
another
it,
little
huh?
league.
Stop, Sonny.
Little league is
nah,
ruining
but
everything.
Seriously, man. Do you see the fights at these games?
Which
that
games?
We just football game, any sporting event now.
Yes.
Sportsmanship has died. It is
I just
gone. No, I'm just telling you, I'm backing you up. Since the camera, since the internet, that's when it left, Stoney. We are barbaric. Men, women, kids.
And yet.
Seriously.
You said, but do you practice the sportsmanship that you want to preach? You. I'm just asking.
No, I'm the guy that you tried to say I need to go turn myself in because I cheated the basketball score at the local 24-hour
right.
fitness.
I forgot about that.
But then
that.
You're the same guy that'll cheat the camera, that'll take a picture on his tippy toes
oh,
to try to trick
analogy.
People to make him be taller.
That's a bad analogy.
It's the same.
One's harmless.
You're a hypocrite.
One, I'm harming.
You're tricking the viewer.
I'm harming nobody. And when you cheated,
you're harming
pickup,
yourself.
You're harming nine other players.
Let me, just real quick,
it's an act of selfishness.
No, you're harming yourself because you know what you're giving off. I'm insecure with my height.
Nice try. Nice try.
You're like, I want it.
Nice try.
Kenny, insecurity.
Well, that's not a crime, insecurity.
What's next? A wig? A hairpiece?
Maybe. Not a hairpiece.
Don't stop. I can't
actually,
just.
It ain't going to be a hairpiece.
Or abs. Where does it stop, Stoney? You're a good-looking dude.
You ain't kidding.
Abdomen.
You ain't kidding. All right. We got a break. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see some calls. We'll get to you all on the other side. Big smoothies on the horn.
Oh, man. What's he got?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.